Chapter 50. You don't have to be a millionaire to make a difference. You don't have to be a millionaire to make a difference. I had an aunt who would save up a small amount of her paycheck throughout the year. Then, just before winter, she would find kids in the neighborhood whose parents were struggling. She made sure as many children as possible had jackets for the winter. She found a way to make a difference in her community. She never allowed the fact that she was on a low income to prevent her from making a difference. If you're paying attention, you will have countless opportunities to make a difference. I never thought a stranger would have wanted to hug me, especially during the first few months of COVID-19. That's exactly what happened, and there was nothing I could do about it. I stood in line behind an elderly couple while the clerk rang up their groceries. The woman swiped her card several times, but each time the machine made that infamous beep letting us know the transaction didn't process. She turned towards her husband, hid her face in her hands, and then looked up as though she was pleading with God to help her. I asked the clerk if I could pay for her groceries. The old lady I helped lunged forward and nearly tackled me with her bear hug. I can only imagine what it would have been like for this elderly couple who spent all that time shopping, bringing up everything, only to leave the store empty-handed. Times are tough right now for a lot of people. If doing something like this is within your reach, you can be an example of something positive happening in the world. You don't have to be rich to make a difference. Use what you have, where you are, and make a positive impact.